instant match reaction from Goodison Park, Everton 0, Manchester United 3. Kev, I feel a little bit let down. I've just seen some stats that say Everton have got 22 shots on target. Not on target, 22 shots in the game. Everton were clapped off. I feel a little bit let down today. I thought that we turned up, and I don't really feel that the team turned up.
Yeah, the fans turned up, didn't they? But I just thought Sean Dyche got his tactics all wrong. From the first 25 minutes, there was no press. Absolutely no press whatsoever. When Onana got the ball, whenever they passed the ball back to Onana, he was comfortable. Yeah. And he's just like, he's got loads of options.
I know.
He's like impossible. Right, left, down a centre. And I'm like, come on, where's the press? You know, make them make mistakes. A bit like Brentford did yesterday to Ramsdale. And he made mistakes. Yeah. We didn't let them make mistakes, did we?
The ground was there for tonight, or this afternoon. The ground was there to make Everton hit them. Well, and it took 15, 20 minutes for us to realise these are shite.
Yeah, they are crap.
It took that long now, and then you want to
go down. Is crap. The whole defence is crap. They were bringing players on from off the bench, and I'm like, who are these? Never heard of them. They were crap. Pickford, he never had the saves to make. I know they beat us 3-0. But the first goal was a worldie.
Yeah.
Second goal was a penalty
yeah.
And the third goal, okay, maybe he could have saved that one. Apart from that, Pickford had no saves to make. It was never a 3-0 game, was it?
No, it wasn't. And I think Everton will look at that and they'll take some positives from it. And this is the instant match reaction where you do react instantly to it. And I feel let down by them. Maybe in the week we'll talk again and I'll look at it differently. A word on the fans today, Kev, because there's a lot of eyes on the football club in the past 2 weeks or the past 11 days, whatever it's been. I think the fans were fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, they were up for it, weren't they? And for the first few minutes before their goal, we were at our most volatile. And that's what I mean about the press. That's when we should have been at them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? All the crowd were up for it.
Channel that.
Yeah, channel it, yeah. But and that's why I can't understand why Sean Dyche didn't say, let's have a high press, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And make them make mistakes. Yeah, the fans done their bit. And the players, yeah, feel a little bit let down. Don't get me wrong, we did have a good spell. We had a good spell towards the end of the first half.
Yeah.
The last 15 minutes. And there was times there we should have scored. Calvert-Lewin had two great chances. Two really good headers. The first one, he's got to score. He's got to score that, and he heads it straight at Onana.
Yeah.
He's only got to put it either side, and it's a goal. Second one, he had another header, and I thought he jumped a little bit too early. And he put it over the bar.
But Corey he's got a bit. Corey first half, but on the side foot, and he puts it wide on post.
Yeah, yeah. But it was pulled back. He had the whole goal to open for, and he's just got to get it on target.
Exactly.
And it went wide of the post. There was another one as well where Calvert-Lewin. He hit it with the outside of his
guy at the rebound.
Yeah. So he hit it.
No, McNeil had the rebound. Again, the guy was trying to come in.
Calvert-Lewin hits it with the outside of his foot. Doesn't hit it hard enough for me. And yet the rebound, it was Garnaghy won it.
McNeil hit it and Garnaghy tried to get it in, but they cleared it. And it was like a bit of a semi-scramble. And look, if you put your chances away in the first half, and I've got two or three big chances, you go in winning. The second half then becomes siege mentality, which we thought the game would be today.
Yeah.
And
it just
didn't happen.
The worst possible start again to the second half, they go and get the penalty.
Yeah, straight away.
You know, and I seen it on the screen where it was a soft one, but it felt like he's seen his foot and he's gone, oh, I'll have some of that. And he's threw himself down.
Yeah.
And it was one of them where some of them are given, some of them aren't, you know.
Yeah.
We
spoke on the manager there. And I agree with you. I think he's got it wrong today. I think he's maybe, he's done the Arsenal tactic today. He's trying to bore the shit out of it and get a point.
Yeah, but today's not today to bore the shit out of it, is it?
It's not. You're right. Absolutely right. What I want to talk about, very, very quickly, Kev, because I know we're all going to go home and get a pint now. Is that a wide play today, whether it be the wingers or the fullbacks? What the fuck? Did we play wingers today? Because I never saw them.
There was not many crosses coming into the box.
Exactly.
They go, holy shit. And we didn't cross the ball.
Pepper him.
There was one time, I tell a lie, there was a cross that came in. And I think he tried to punch it. And the jammy get it, went up in the air and it came back down.
And no one challenged him in the second half.
No one challenged him, no. You just can't understand it, can you? For me, McNeil should be doing more. You know what? McNeil is not at the level he was. Towards the tail end of last season.
Yeah, you're right.
He hasn't reached them levels, has he?
No.
Jack Harrison, he's done well at times. You know, we huffed and puffed, and he's got a little bit of skill, Annie Harrison. And when he gets the ball, he looks a little bit exciting. But there's just not enough crosses coming into the box. For Calvert-Lewin, that's what he feeds off, isn't it? He feeds off crossing.
I think we probably got it wrong today. And in hindsight, you're always right, aren't you? It's easy to be right in hindsight. But I don't know, I was calling out for even in the second half. I had a hot dog downstairs with my little boy. And I was speaking to someone next to me and I said, throw better, I want to go 4-4-2.
Was better on the bench? He wasn't on the bench, was he?
I don't know.
Well, I haven't checked because I couldn't get Wi-Fi on my phone.
I'll throw Chimiti on, just throw another
I don't think he was on the bench because I don't Beto last goal 2-1.
Right.
And then when I got in the ground, someone said, Beto's not on the bench. And I'm like, oh, what's happening here? I haven't heard nothing.
But in our recent history here at Goodison.
Yeah.
And we give them a game. We've been down there to give someone a game.
We will give United a game at home.
Exactly.
But we never today, did we?
No, exactly.
And it was never a 3-0 game, but we didn't give them a game, did we?
No. And look,
it's too comfortable for them, even though they're shit as well. They're shit, aren't they?
I can't believe how bad they were. And to win
3-0. They beat us 3-0.
I know. I was saying to the lad next to me, I was like, these are awful and they're here for the taking.
Yeah.
And look, I think this is going to be a hard season for us, Kevin. I think this deduction's really, really hurt us.
No, it has, yeah.
And I've been of the mindset that it could be quite easy for us to pull out of it, but maybe it's not going to be. Maybe we are in for a bit of a tough second half of the season. But one thing clear for me, Kev, is like we have to stay together, don't we? We this podcast is an instant reaction, probably quite negative, but we have to stay together. These supporters, and this is the first time in probably my lifetime, really, where everything's been together. There's no negatives.
With that point deduction now, it has galvanised the fans.
Yes,
and we are all together. Yes. So we've just got to take that into our next game, which is Forest
Saturday
away.
Night.
And they don't lose many at home, Forest.
No, they're good at home. So we
need some points on the board now after that 10-point deduction.
Newcastle your Thursday night. Massive game at Goodison.
Yeah. Two big games.
So it's all to come. And I do think it's fair to say that we've got to stay together. This is the instant match reaction. Yes, I'm pissed off. Yes, Kev is pissed off. I think we could have done a lot better today as a team on the pitch and a managerial staff, but the fans were great and we've got to keep that together. Let's not let everyone laugh on our face. Let's not everyone think that we're done because of today. And there will be fans of other clubs who will look at this and go, oh, they've lost the first game after this. Let's laugh at them. Fuck yous. Everton, aren't we? And this is just another unfortunate blip in the road, Kev, but I think I'll be all right.
Yeah, I was hoping for at least a draw today after that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ain't you?
I was. I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not. I'm still siege. I am still siege.
Yeah, I'm still angry.
I'm still us with the world.
Yeah, I thought Brantley had done all right today.
Brantley was good.
He's probably our man of the match.
Yes, he was.
He was comfortable, wasn't he?
Yeah, and there was a few little positives in there, but we'll talk about it more in the week on our podcast. But okay. Blues and many other fans, I'm sure, who are watching this. Thanks for watching the instant match reaction from Goodison Park. Everton 0, Man United 3. The world is watching. Everton, aren't we? Up the fucking trophies.